Chapter 17. Late afternoon sunlight poured in through the infirmary window at Redwall Abbey. Malbon lay on her bed, fiddling with the edge of the tasselled counterpane. Sleep was eluding her. There was a gentle tap on the door, and Abbot Apodemus entered, carrying a tray. Skipper and Logalog came in with him. The abbot checked to see if Malbon was awake.
"Ah, oh, having trouble taking a nap, eh, Mal? I thought you'd like a tea cake and a nice beaker of mint and comfrey tea."
Malbon sat up.
"Indeed I would. Thank you, my friend."
As Malbon ate and drank, the abbot began talking to her of the previous night's events.
"I take it then that you and Criculus left the abbey late last night during the feast. Still searching for Brockhall, probably. Well, Malbon, what did you find?"
The healer recorder shrugged dismissively.
"Oh, nothing."
Logalog and Skipper exchanged suspicious glances. The Gowsim chieftain kept his voice deceptively casual.
"You don't mind me asking, Mal, but how come we found you and Criculus miles from anywhere?"
Malbon suddenly became interested in the tea cake crumbs on her plate. She hesitated.
We got lost. Took the wrong path in the dark.
Skipper dropped his question in casually.
"What were the two of you running away from, Marm?"
Malbon looked surprised.
"Running? What makes you think we were running? There was nothing chasing us. We never ran."
Seeing she had finished her snack, the abbot removed the tray.
"Our Gowsim trackers said that your trail looked as if you were dashing through the woodlands in a panic."
Detesting the lies she was telling to her friends, Malbon carried on unhappily.
"When creatures are lost in darkened woodlands, they crash and stumble about a bit, through bushes, across streams. I assure you, we weren't running or being chased."
Apodemus held his friend's paw, staring into her eyes.
"Are you sure there's nothing more you want to tell us?"
Malbon pulled her paw free and lay back, closing her eyes.
"I can't tell you anything more. I'm tired and injured. I need to have a sleep. Please leave me alone."
Apodemus signalled to Skipper and Logalog that they should leave. He patted Malbon's footpaw.
"Of course, you need to rest. Forgive us for intruding."
As Skipper opened the door, Malbon called out.
"Thank you for rescuing us from those vermin. Don't know what we'd have done if you hadn't arrived in time."
Logalog bowed gallantly.
"Think naught of it, Mom. You take a nice little rest now."
The door closed. Malbon opened her eyes and rubbed her aching head miserably, still fighting to rid her mind of the sickly sweet odour of death and grass rustling in the night.